had sources, we would have heard about this already.
Your sources heard about this the other day.
I feel like...
I said on this show, the top two targets were Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony. They got the Chris Paul thing done. Now they're after Melo.
Okay. I hope you're wrong on Melo.
I hope I
look. I kind of think... I think Melo's more of a... Because Winhurst also tweeted out that Paul George is still a possibility. I think Melo is the actual
Here's the thing.
Possibility.
Okay, so we'll just recap because everybody and their mother knows it by now. But one thing you might not know is the Rockets traded for Chris Paul. Montrezl Harrell now is included in that deal. So that was a detail that was left out early on. So the Rockets are clamoring for big men. Nene's a free agent. Now Montrezl Harrell's gone. But they bring one of the premier point guards in the NBA to the Rockets. They lose in the deal Lou Williams, along with Patrick Beverly, the centerpiece of the deal, Sam Decker, and a number one next year. Now the rumors are that they're not done. I firmly believe that a thorn in their side is the fact that Phil Jackson and the Knicks parted ways this morning, because if not, they were going to buy him out, and there was a legit possibility he would have just turned around and signed with the Rockets. Now, the Knicks may want to trade, and you're running out of assets, and you don't know if he's going to be able to break free. Now, they have been supposedly active on the Pacers front trying to get Paul George, but you don't think Boston's going to up the ante like six times over going, oh, we can't be left holding the bag in this deal. This is the guy we want too. So now all those trade talks with Indiana will intensify for several teams. They've made other moves simply, if you're looking at DeAndre Liggins and thinking he's an asset, no. All that did was open up a mid-level exception for them for this season, so they're going to be able to sign a veteran free agent to the mid-level or split it, but basically just, you know, spinning the wheels, trying to make something happen, and it's starting to happen for the Rockets, so more power to them.
Yeah, Woj said Tim Quarterman has been traded to the Rockets for cash.
Yeah.
So I think they're just trying to get, according to Woj, so the Rockets are gathering non-guaranteed contracts to use in the Clippers trades or elsewhere.
Yep.
I guess the first question is, boys, what are your thoughts on the trade, right?
So here's the thing. Nick, go ahead. You can go first.
I'm okay with it. I mean,
you wanted him all along.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. I like it. I think the full disclosure, though, the one thing I didn't know about Chris Paul, I didn't know he was 32. I honestly thought he was like 29 or 30. I didn't realize how long he's been in the league. But with that said, when you look, a lot of people, if they didn't make a move, you know, fans would have been clamoring. They would have been hating on the Rockets. And if you look at what's available, what else are you going to do? To me, it's George. It's Chris Paul. It's guys like that. I don't want Melo, but Melo, those are the type of stars that you're going to have to add to the team. Now, I felt like they gave up too much. I felt like they could have been a little more savvy. But if you really look at the lineup, Beverly, Decker, and who's the third guy?
Lou Williams.
Outside of Harrell.
Lou Williams.
And are we sure? And where are you hearing Montrezl Harrell? Because I know Trey said that, but let me just tell you, I don't trust what Trey says.
No, I just retweeted it.
Someone else said it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make sure whatever sources we have or we're using.
Brad Turner verified said Clippers will also get center Montrezl Harrell as part of the Chris Paul deal per source.
So the deal is the Rockets get CP3. Mm-hmm. They give up Bev, Lou Williams, Sam Decker, and
number
Montrezl
one next
Harrell,
year.
And a number
Montrezl
one.
Harrell. Yeah.
Okay. So
they didn't give up too much offense. They gave Beverly, Decker, they weren't really known for
their
offense.
They had two 6 men. They didn't need, need Lou Williams and Eric Gordon. I do agree with that. Sam Decker is just a role player. What they did basically is they gave up role players for an all-star. But they essentially, the Rockets went out and gave up, you know, what I thought at the time, 3 but 4 role players to go out and get an all-star, to go out and get a bona fide star. And I'm fine with that. The problem, as I see it for this trade, is not whether Harden and Chris Paul get along. I think that it's going to be up to Harden whether this works or not. I'll be honest with you. If Harden... Like I said, I think in the offseason, he's much more resigned to, yeah, let's do something to make it work. But when his numbers go down and the limelight starts to dim a little and he's not the main focus and he's not an MVP candidate anymore because his numbers are down, I think that's when you might see he has a problem with it. He had to sign off on this, obviously, but that's what's going to determine if this is a good trade or not, is if James Harden plays nice with Chris Paul and whoever else they go and get. That said, what worries me more than anything is, what do they have left now? If they've got to do it, if they're going to do a trade for Paul George or they're going to do a trade for Carmelo Anthony, they have no real assets left. I don't see how anyone would want Ryan Anderson. Why would you absorb that contract for the next 3 or 4 years?
I think the trade was indicative of that. The fact that he wasn't included tells you everything. That
no one's going to trade for Ryan Anderson. So I have no idea what they're going to do. Maybe that's why they're out here acquiring players with expiring contracts.
Well, that's just to free up as much money as possible. But, I mean, here's the deal. My take on the whole deal is you can't have this be a one-year rental. Okay, Chris Paul's got 1 year left on the deal. He opted in so that they could make the trade. That's just for one remaining year. If you give up this much and you lose Chris Paul at the end of the year, which he very well could go back to L.A. and try and get LeBron to go to L.A. and he could start his own lobbying to go somewhere else, then you paid too much. If you can get him and keep him, yes, Barry, you're absolutely right. This is all on James Harden's shoulders now to make it work. Because there is not enough ball to go around if James insists on being the ball-dominant player that he has been in the past. So he's going to have to share the rock. From a perspective that makes more sense from the Rockets, you're not going to see a collapse in a Game 6 in a series against San Antonio because James is the leader and the go-to guy, and he decides to defer. Chris Paul wants to grab the bull by the horns. He's going to take the ball, and he's going to make something happen with it. So now James has help. Sometimes James can even hide a little bit because Chris Paul can lead. But there is going to be a feeling out process. They're going to have to work this out. And they better by no means be done, because this is not enough to get you to compete with Golden State. But as I said all along, their hope was Carmelo would be bought out. Carmelo and Chris Paul are tight. This would be something that could get them a third superstar. Regardless, they're trying to get Paul George too. It'll be interesting to see what happens. If nothing else, they're trying. And that's all you could ask for, is they're trying to get to the level.
You can't be mad if you're a fan right now. You look at what's available. They made the move that they had to make. You can't blame them for getting Chris Paul. And if the Paul George deal or even the Melo deal happens, and I know a lot of people are not really high on Melo, you can't blame them. That's what's available right now. You have to roll with the landscape of the market. Like, there's nothing you can do.
There are other options as far as stars go.
Which ones?
Paul George, Melo. I mean, we're talking about those guys. But when you give up all the pieces
to your point, right?
How are they going to go out and make
Ryan
a run
Anderson,
for these guys?
And I've been saying this for a while too. There's not a team on the planet that should want to give $20 million a year and assets to get him for Ryan Anderson. Now, Eric Gordon's from Indianapolis. Eric Gordon is what the Rockets are pushing that the Pacers need to take in return, because the hometown kid comes home and it buys them some time. Eric Gordon's not going to replace Paul George. But Eric Gordon's making $15 million a year, so it gets you close to a deal where they get something in return. But again, do they want a 2019 first-round pick? Because now you're talking about down-the-road picks, because you don't have anything left. So it's going to that again, is that going to be more enticing than what Boston can offer, than what Cleveland can offer?
Well, I think what you're seeing, though, is with some of these side deals, is he is making moves to be able to take some expiring contracts and ship to other teams. That might be the saving grace, because again, other than, like you said, Gordon, I don't think they have any tradable pieces that people would want. Capella, maybe. But then what are you going to do? You don't have Montrezl Harrell. You don't have Clint Capella.
And you don't have Nene because he's a free agent. Yeah. You got to re-sign him. But Capella's a guy that teams are going to want. And I've heard people on Twitter, including, you know, Kurt Lowe, say, well, no one wants – Indiana doesn't want Capella because they have Miles Turner. Let me just tell you something. Everybody would take Clint Capella right now. That is and maybe their most attractive asset right now. So we'll talk about it. We've got the trade on the forefront. Everybody wants to talk about that and the other moves the Rockets are making. Ben, we see you. We'll get to you. But we are here till 4, so 713. 713-